So that's the first wacky thought, all or nothing. Okay, I want you guys to really understand something. Just because you think something doesn't mean that you have to agree with it. You can talk right back to it with a different idea. We call this talking back.
So imagine you're watching cartoons, and this mouse says,
"The moon is a cheesy chunk of choice chewy cheddar."
Do you agree? Nah. You don't believe that. Same with your wacky thoughts. You don't have to agree with your own thoughts. In fact, you need to disagree with your wacky thoughts and talk back to them.
Dude, that is so righteous. These kids have permission to talk back. Loud and proud, man. That is like riding an epic swell. Call on the chili man. Put Crank in the tank. Give him a yank. Send him to the office to get a spank. Take all his money from the bank. Crankster man, do I have awesome creative juices or what?
Pui! Show off!
That's true. So the first talking back is called find the middle. Picture two dots on a sheet of paper. One dot is one way to see the situation. The other dot is the other. This is all or nothing thinking. Only two choices.
Now, draw a line between the dots. On one end is good. The other, bad. On one end is happy. The other, sad. On one end is no fear. On the other end is total fear. To get out of this wacky trap, we need to find the middle on the line between the dots. Better yet, we could put lots of dots along the line. You need to be creative geniuses for a minute and see if you can come up with at least three different ways to see the situation.
Let's go back to Jake at the ball game and replay the whole scene, except this time, he finds the middle.
Steer right to!
Crud, I hate this. I can't hit a thing. Wait a second, I'm thinking one way. Like I'm all bad or all good. I'm not going to do that. Let me step out of the batter's box and get my head straight.
Hold up! Batters, step back. You ready, kid?
Yeah, just a sec. Okay, doing my best is good enough. I don't have to be the best to be liked by everyone, get a hit every time to be a good player, and I'm not a loser if I strike out. Like my dad said, it's just a game. Have fun.
Come on, kid. Hit the ball. Focus. We need this game. You can do it.
I can do this. I'd like to win this game for us, but it's not my fault if we don't. The guys could have hit better, too. Okay, back in the box. I'm relaxed and focused and ready.
You ready, kid?
Let's do this.
Batter up.
What happens next, whether Jake hits the ball or not, doesn't matter nearly as much. What matters is that he stopped the all-or-nothing thinking. Now, win or lose, he's okay with himself, and that's the point.
And since he's relaxed, he actually has a much better chance of hitting the ball.
Right. Here's another example. Let's say you feel worried and discouraged about getting a bad grade. Saying, "I am totally stupid," is one way to see it. You could put that answer on one end of the line. "I am totally smart," would go on the other end of the line.
Thinking that the bad grade makes you brainless has allowed you to put yourself on the dummy end of the line. Now, find the middle. What are three different ways to see the situation?
I remember I did bad on a test. I was sick 2 days and my teacher went over stuff for that test. So instead of thinking I'm stupid, which I tend to do, I could think, hey, I make good grades when I'm in class. I did bad because I missed those classes, not because I'm stupid. So, a middle dot would be if I missed a review, I might not do as well, right?
Right. Can someone think of another?
I really hate not making perfect grades. So instead of being furious and thinking I'm an idiot, I guess I could think I've done really well on other tests, so I'll probably do better on the next test. Instead of flinging myself into the dummy category, I could think good students make mistakes and they're still good students. So a middle dot would be mistakes are normal for everyone. Or hey, you know what? I really like to learn, so a mistake is just a way for me to see more chances to keep learning. I like that.
That's awesome. How about one more way to find the middle?
My dad told me that being smart and having good grades don't always match up. Crank makes me worry that my dad is wrong, but I think he's right. So I could talk back to Crank and say, there's lots of smarts, and book smarts is just one of them. Plus, smart kids aren't always interested in a subject. A test grade or even a class grade doesn't prove whether someone is smart.
So what would your middle dot be then?
There are lots of ways to be smart, and a bad grade doesn't mean you're not.
Nicely done, guys. There are so many different ways to think of something that is hopeful, fun, and encouraging. I bet you guys listening in had some of your own ideas. All or nothing thinking is just having two ways of thinking about something. It's rigid, has you focus on just one way of seeing it, and makes you anxious. Finding the middle helps you turn this thought into freedom.